Dank Ecology 1, Alien Village. Audio described exhibition tour. As you approach Eastside Projects from the street, you first notice the translucent turquoise film has been applied to the usually clear glass doors. The intense colour shifts the experience of entering, making stepping over the threshold from the outside world to the gallery feel like passing through a portal. As you enter, you find yourself in Eastside Projects main gallery, a large warehouse space with 5-metre-high walls and a central row of white, slim, Y-shaped columns which support the roof. In front of you, completely filling the room, is a structure made from galvanised steel metal wall studs, a structural component that builders use to construct interior walls and ceilings. Uprights are fixed about 30 centimetres apart, making walls that are 2.7, 3.4 and 4.2 metres high. A skeletal architectural space which towers above you, like alleyways through a village, or perhaps the corridors of a spaceship. Covering the entire left-hand wall and the walls of Eastside Projects' office spaces, factory and house, are skins, huge billboard-scale images which create a backdrop to the installation. At first it's hard to make out what they are, and they seem like some kind of abstracted pattern, but when you look closely you see glimpses of interiors, details which help you realise that they're flattened out 3D scans of different rooms in the artist Sajan Kuna's family home in rural Punjab. The light has been lowered by blue gels that cover the fluorescent tubes in the roof, creating a subdued and heavy atmosphere in the gallery. Where this light reflects off the metal structures, it looks like you're glimpsing slim slithers of blue sky. Looping across the tops of the walls, high above your head, are tarpaulin-like lengths of green fabric and looping power cables, which give the feel of the streets in Punjabi villages that we see in some of the video works and photographs. Around the room, there are various vents and sculptural forms made of the kind of metal ducting that would usually be part of a ventilation system, perhaps the sort that someone in a film would escape through. When you get close, you realise these tubular openings are emitting the scent of lemongrass, an abstract pulsating soundtrack, or oral testimony from conversations about life in rural Punjab. At the centre of the architectural structure is a circular space which houses three bed-like forms made of the same metal stud as the walls and joined together in a tri-form. Upholstered in chromically green fabric, audience members are invited to lie down on the beds. As you lie down, you see a screen above you. On two of the screens, a video game, Cypop Girl and Bureaucrat Game, is playing, and on the third, you can watch a film of a conversation between artists Sajan Kuna, Sophie Chapman and Gary Zhejiang. If you play the video game, you find yourself in a series of dystopian environments, an empty office, an underground car park and a shopping mall. As you navigate through these spaces, a series of text-based pop-ups appear. In the spaces between the beds, sitting on stacks of grey cinder blocks, are three small fish tanks, populated by different varieties of brightly coloured and striped shrimp, aquatic plants and miniaturised 3D printed architectural ruins. Emanating from this central area towards the sides and front of the room are three corridors with a series of rooms coming off them. With your back to the beds, you walk into the first room on the right, which houses five plastic patio chairs, the ubiquitous cheap white kind you find everywhere. Four are adult scale and one is child-sized and they feel like a family. The chairs have all been covered in red terracotta clay which is drying and cracking off into pieces on the floor. Sitting on the seat of each chair are ceramic ampoules of different sizes ranging from about 20 to 70 centimetres tall. Slimmer at the bottom and at the top, their seductive surfaces are coated in a raku-fired metallic glaze. Carved into the front of each ampoule is a Punjabi word, Sajan's variant spellings of colony, colonise, village, celestial, alien and earth. The ampoules on the adult chairs have their lids held above small iPhone-sized screens with exposed electronics which are playing a mix of videos and imagery from colonial and contemporary India, film of the surface of Mars and text exploring anti-coloniality. The ampoule on the child's chair has its lid on tight. On the wall at the back of the room, overlaid onto the billboard, is a large chroma key green rectangle with a vent in the right-hand side. Pasted on the green space are photographs from family archives and text testimony from conversations about life in rural Punjab, collected during workshops with communities in Wolverhampton and Birmingham. coming from the grille on the right is oral testimony. In the left-hand side of this room is a very large TV screen which is oriented vertically. It feels immersive as it's the height of a human and is in an intimate space with only room for two white patio chairs, one for an adult and one for a child. Playing on the screen is Final Beginning After After After, a video which Sajan has made with their mother Manjit. In the video, footage of them making an ampule-like sculpture from the terracotta clay is interspersed with drone footage from their ancestral village in Punjab and images of Mars's surface. The video glitches between the different subjects, dissolving into pixelated, layered surfaces. The film's narrative is provided by Manjit as she speaks about what she imagines leaving Earth for Mars would be like. The sculpture they're making in the film is in the corner of the room behind you, sitting on a plinth made from a piece of repurposed ducting. Moving anti-clockwise, the next room houses cryophage, a series of wall-mounted clear acrylic box frames mounted on four plasterboard panels that have been screwed to the upright studs at eye level. The panels are irregularly shaped and painted chroma key green. There are between five and seven boxes on each section, mostly about 2 centimetres deep, with three deeper ones that protrude by about 15 centimetres. At the back of each frame is a photographic image from Sajan's family archive, showing life in rural Punjab, the people, the environment, the family, and the landscape. Each image has been inoculated with mould, white and green organisms which have been allowed to spread across their surfaces, forming circular explosions and dense white shapes before being coated with a clear resin. Continuing to our left, we enter the realm of the villagers. In this room, a TV screen is held at eye level on a square black pole which is screwed into the ground. To its left is a printout of a collectively produced script made by the villagers, a group of Year 5 children from Manor Park Primary School in Aston. The video playing is made with the children and includes conversation with Sajan about their imagined futures. In this element, they're dressed up in bright orange NASA costumes and wearing soft padded helmets. They speak about how they imagine being in the future and what they think the world will be like. This is interspersed with a series of short films which were collaboratively scripted by the children. They are transformed into their future selves, for example, a Parisian baker, a silver AI or a robot, by fantastically creative and colourful cardboard costumes handmade by the children and brought to life with painted and collaged elements. The kids' films are delightfully kitsch, with backgrounds, props and details added in using green screen to place them in environments like Tokyo, Paris and space. They tell the story of the Samosa Wars, the last person in the universe, and the rise of deadly plants. They all end well. Moving around to the left, we enter the final space. Honey's room is set up like a living room with an IKEA clip-on sofa, a footstool, a synthetic shag pile rug, and a TV on a dark brown wood effect TV unit. All the furniture feels like the kind you would get in a cheap Airbnb. Hanging from the upright metal studs that make the room are hundreds of silver necklaces of the type that teenagers might buy each other. Their heart-shaped pendants are split in half. One half has best engraved in it, the other friend. On the TV at the back of the room is a reality-style TV video. A reality-style TV video is playing. Live action filmed in Eastside Projects and on location is interspersed with SMS text bubbles and a talking memoji. In the film, the central characters Honey and BF wear blue wigs, which you realise are sitting on the TV stand alongside various other pieces of ephemera from their lives. Sajan imagines this work as a coming-of-age story.